This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And me, Neil. Hey, Jiaying, would you like to play some games online with me?
Sure thing. I'm down for that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why are you so sad?
Neil, 不是的，我说的是 I'm down for it, 意思是我愿意参与这项活动。So, I'm down for some online gaming. 我想和你一起打网游。
Ah, I got you. You can say up for something or down for something to mean that you want to do it. When up or down are followed by the preposition for, it changes the meaning. I got confused because I'm down can mean that you're sad.
没错，因为 down 这个词还有情绪低落、不高兴的意思。怪不得 Neil 刚才还以为我在说自己心情不好呢。
Well, I hope you're going to be nice when we play. I'm not up for losing.
Sorry, Neil, I was born to win. Let's talk more about it after these examples.
I'm up for meeting up later, but it will have to be after work. I have a lot to do today.Steve isn't up for going to that restaurant, as he doesn't like spicy food. I think he'd be down for that vegetarian place. I wasn't really down for going to the cinema. I've been isolating at home.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我们刚刚给大家介绍了搭配 up for something 和 down for something 的意思和用法。他们都表示对做某事感兴趣或者乐意愿意做某事。
You can also use I'm game to say the same thing. For example, I'm game for meeting up tonight.
That's right. In fact, I'm down for adding I'm game to my vocabulary.
Very funny, Jiaying. I really enjoy our banter at work. I'm always up for hearing some of your jokes.
And I'm always game for making you laugh.
Well, I think I better start looking for some more prepositions before we overteach up and down.
Good idea. See you next time. Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.